understand what I'm saying? Hey, do you believe that this gift is for you? Okay, then open it. The way that you get on the train, the way that you open the present, the way that you come to Christ, the way that you take the medicine is by calling upon the name of the Lord. Is it works to say, Jesus, I'm helpless, save me? Oh, that's you doing works to save yourself. It's absurd. Look at Psalm 116, and let me say this. Psalm 116 is specifically quoted in the New Testament about salvation, about being saved in the book of 2 Corinthians. And so, you know, we know for a fact that I'm not taking this out of context because Paul does this in the New Testament with this exact scripture. The Bible says in verse number 10, I believed, therefore I have spoken. And again, this is quoted in the New Testament about salvation. So the mouth confession being made unto salvation, the calling upon the name of the Lord with the mouth, okay, is because you believe, you know, I believe, therefore I've spoken. So therefore the people who believe, they do the calling. The two are connected. He said, I believe, therefore I've spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Watch this. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So it's just like the woman at the well. You'd ask and I'd give you living water. You take the cup of salvation and you drink the living water by calling upon the name of the Lord. Now here's the thing. Yeah, but you know, if they already got saved 30 seconds earlier, I just think it's weird to pray with them and help them call upon the name of the Lord. Why would I have them ask to be saved? That's weird because they already believed. So if they already believed, they already had it. So why would I have them ask? Well, I don't know. Was it weird when Ananias told the Apostle Paul, wash away your sins calling upon the name of the Lord? Arise, why tarry thou? And he tells them to wash away his sins by calling upon the name of the Lord. Was that weird to do that? No, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's weird to split hairs over this and try to discourage calling upon the name of the Lord when calling upon the name of the Lord is a good thing from Genesis to Revelation. Calling upon the name of the Lord is a good thing. It is how we get salvation. It's how we get on the train. It's how we get on the plane. It's how we sit in the chair. It's how we, to him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. You come to Jesus in prayer. You come to him by speaking those words to him. You take the cup of salvation by calling upon the name of the Lord, okay, is what the Bible's teaching here. Okay, so I think this is very clear in Scripture. If you would go back to Romans 10 briefly, then we're going to end up in Psalm 99. But in Romans chapter 10, we have this verse that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So there's definitely something coming out of somebody's mouth that gets them saved. And in the next breath, we're going to say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Connecting this to all the other salvation verses about calling upon the name of the Lord. Okay, I think it's pretty clear to see that. But people will come along and say, no, Pastor Anderson, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus and calling upon the name of the Lord are two totally different things. Well, if so, then why is Romans 10:13 the support for what we just said in 9 and 10? It's connected. Right? So confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus in this context is talking about calling upon the name of the Lord. But then some people come along and say, well, I think that a person could be saved just by believing in their heart and just making the statement like the Ethiopian eunuch made, like just, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Right? And here's the thing. I'm not saying that that person didn't get saved that day if they said, you know, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God or whatever. But here's the thing. What is the normative way of getting saved? The normative way is hear the word of God, believe, call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to lead people to Christ in the most efficient, effective way possible. I'm going to preach the gospel as clear as I can, and I'm going to lead them to call upon the name of the Lord in the words that make the most sense. Okay. Now here's the thing. If you stop and think about this, the thief on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I don't go around telling people, all right, you believe the gospel, you believe in Jesus. Let's have you pray this prayer. I want you to say, Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. Pray that prayer right now. Now, could that prayer save them? Absolutely. I mean, if they believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and they believe all that, and then they just said, Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. You know, but here's the thing, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Like, is that really what the guy's asking for? What the guy really wants is to be saved. And so here's what Jesus says to him. He says, Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. And here's what Jesus says to him. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Is that, I'm going to remember you later when I come into my kingdom? He says, no, buddy. Today you'll be with me in paradise. This guy didn't even really know quite what to say. But he's kind of doing the best he can, and he says something. And God takes what he says and basically interprets it into what he meant. So I'm not saying you have to pray a certain prayer or pray it exactly right or say it exactly right. But there's some kind of a confessing with the mouth. There's some kind of a calling upon the name of the Lord that's taking place. Okay, and you could pray something like the thief on the cross that doesn't really make a lot of sense necessarily. But if your heart's in the right place and you're believing in Jesus, that's the key. And so he says, remember me today, now, save me today, take me to heaven now. That would have made more sense. Like if bro really knew the doctrine and knew the Bible, he would have said, Jesus, I'm fully trusting you for my salvation. Please save me right now. I want to go to heaven now when I die in a few minutes. That would have made the most sense, right? He's just like, Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. And Jesus gets the message. And you know what? Even as saved Christians, it's always better to pray wrong than not to pray at all. Because if you pray wrong, God will still catch your drift.